The recording has restarted also at 10:27. We'll take a quick roll call to make sure everybody is present. Dr. King?
Present.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Barton?
Here.
Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
We know Ms. Richardson is absent. My name is Judy Chepius, and Mr. Harris, our AAG, are all present.
Great.
Thank you. Dr. King.
So members of the board, we are at agenda item number 10, board business and reports. So A, PT Compact proposed rulemaking.
There is a PT Compact proposed rulemaking that was included in your packet just for your review. We do have the annual meeting coming up. Mr. Greer is going to be the voting delegate. Mr. Leone was the alternate delegate, but it has recently come to light that Mr. Leone won't be able to make the meeting. However, there will be a PT Compact element to this meeting, so we brought it forth to just make the board aware in case there was any information that the board wanted carried back to the PT Compact meeting with respect to these rules.
I don't have anything to take back. I'll be interested to see how, if and how things change, you know, with the compact. I know that there's been some changes in who's administrating the compact, for lack of a better word, department, and they've asked for a lot of feedback, including surveys and things. So I'm hoping that things become more streamlined for different jurisdictions and less cumbersome for the boards who have to regulate this process. Judy, you're up for executive director report.
All right. So as the executive director report shows, the staff's time has been spent processing. And processing and processing and some more processing when the processing is complete, and the processing continues. So we had an excellent renewal season in terms of numbers. We had a very high response rate, a very high renewal rate. We anticipated on the high end that we would get about 7,500 renewals. We got close to 7,900 renewals. Those have all been processed. We are set to be moving forward on the auditing, and that will be kicked off in October. Any questions about the renewal? Okay. All right.
No. Thank you to the staff. I know that was just huge. And there were a few glitches with the wallet cards and things. You guys did such a great job, especially in comparison to the last renewal. So kudos to you and your team for managing this huge endeavor, trying to get all of this taken care of before August 31st.
Thank you. The team worked incredibly hard to make that happen. So
that's a big undertaking.
Yes. And then we do have the financials of July and August. They were combined this month. July kicks off our new fiscal year. So based on closing the previous year after June and moving forward, the CSB, the Central Services Bureau, who processes our payables and receivables and whatnot, they combined those 2 months. So that's what you have in your packet. I'm happy to answer any questions if any arise.
Nope. No questions.
Okay. All right. And then the other part of processing was the licenses, certificates, and registrations, the new licenses, certificates, and registrations that were also processed in August. This is on top of and in addition to the the renewal processing that occurred. So a lot of new licenses issued through that month as well. Moving forward, we had a lot of applications submitted to us. We are still working diligently to process all of those. September, at the end of the August renewals and August processing, there were national exams and deadlines in September for the October exam. So we are still working through a lot of that as well. We are just working hard process. So that's what we have been doing. That's what we continue to do. And happy to answer any questions about any of those numbers.
No. Is there any, I'm just curious, has there been any discussion or opportunity to add any staff? I know that we never replaced your position, Judy. You had a position with the board. And so has there been discussion about replacing your prior position before you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are seeking that. So the way the process works, you're granted a certain amount of full-time employees. And there was a request made for fiscal year 23, which just started in July, to increase that from 4 full-time equivalents to 4.5 full-time equivalents. They provided all of the funding in our budget request, but they didn't increase our 4.5. So with that being, after I started as the executive director officially in March, looking forward the few months of fiscal year 2022, we didn't know for sure what the staffing would look like.
Right.
We're all, trying to get used to our separate or our little motion moving around the office and whatnot. But we definitely have some deficits. We need some additional investigative muscle. We need some additional office processing people. We have to, in fact, I have a email in my inbox right now from the HR department to see how we move forward to keep all of that within our 4 full-time equivalents. So it's going to be a little bit creative, hopefully, with HR. But yes, we feel the absence of the people, especially with all of the renewals and everything else that we've got coming forward. So we're actively seeking how to go about doing that right now.
Do you think the absence of the 0.5 FTE was just an oversight, or did they intentionally say that we're not going to increase our FTEs to 4.5?
You don't get that much information about it. It just
wasn't there.
Here's what you're getting.
Got it.
So.
Okay. Thanks, Judy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are there any other future agenda items that we want to put on the board to think about for the future? I don't know in the last meeting if we formally welcomed Dr. Hike to the board, but I'm excited that he'll be joining us. I think, is his first board meeting October, like official?
We believe so. We've scheduled the onboarding prior to that meeting with that right. Intent.
Excellent. Good. I look forward to working with him. So if there's no other agenda items to add, then I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
The motion passes. This meeting is adjourned at 10:37 a.m.
Thank you all for your time. I super appreciate it. So it's good to see you, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Great month.
Yeah.
The recording will also end at 10:37.
Congratulations.